about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Gosh, I don't know what's happening with amusement parks these days, but thank God nobody was killed. But we'll talk about one of the injuries that happened on a Connecticut at a Connecticut fair that injured about 18 people. I know Vegas is in the news for a huge Ferris wheel, and I think one of the tallest roller coasters in the world. That's pretty cool. I live in Vegas. Am I going to go on the tallest roller coaster in the world? Probably not, right? I think I'm above that age now where I would not satisfy all those health requirements you have to have before going on the ride. The Disneyland rides I can handle. But, you know, they say you can't be pregnant, you can't have a heart condition, you can't have an ovary that's probably going to torse or something. Okay, that would be me. I'm not even going to go there. But for those of you that really dig that kind of stuff, you should be happy. Apparently, a fan has died at the Packers 49ers game. He fell off an elevated walkway. Looks like we're still having issues of people dropping, and why? We need to visit some of the safety issues there. And then I want to talk about these San Diego students who have been suspended for this twerking video, and then the parents turn around and sue the school board. So what are our kids allowed to do in terms of sexual suggestive dance, okay? And are public schools allowed to take that on and suspend them, right? Or if you're a school, you, in fear of being sued, you need to just let these kids do whatever the heck they want to do. So as you can see, we got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I know, Angelina Jolie got a new tattoo. Why is that news? I don't really care if Angelina Jolie has a new tattoo, but for some reason, people are really intrigued by that. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I got a mole removed, is that news? But a tattoo is. I got that. All right. Now, from what we understand, the San Diego School District has agreed to expunge the records. I like that because I think of a sponge. Of the 31 high school students who were suspended for violating their school's sexual harassment policy after making a twerking video on campus. That always kind of blows my mind. You have a policy and then you're not allowed to enforce it, right, because somebody's going to sue. Well, then why have a policy? Anyway, the agreement was reached Thursday after parents of the juniors and seniors at Scripps Ranch High School filed appeal. The district will erase mention of the discipline from the students' records, and the suspensions will not show up on their transcripts. Well, what did they do? They apparently did some sort of a twerking video. I guess twerking is what Miley Cyrus did at the VMA, where you, I guess, do sexually suggestive dance. Your clothes are on. I guess you shake your butt. I don't really know how to twerk, and that's really not something. I mean, I would love to learn how to ballroom dance. That is on my bucket list. I've always wanted to learn how to ballroom dance. I want to learn how to salsa, a tango, twerk. No. No. All right? Anyway, yeah, but I got to tell you, man, if my bra straps aren't properly aligned, I guess I look like I'm twerking anyway. Anyway, apparently, they were suspended in May after this video that they did, I guess, posted online. They posted online. It went viral. Parents of several students went to a lawyer after the school board said it couldn't overturn the suspensions. Attorney Ruth Hargrove, who represents three of the girls, said she was excited, I guess, by the agreement. I'm trying to look and see why it's, okay, so I guess, they're upside down in this video, and they're shaking their butt. I don't get why. I mean, don't these kids have homework? Don't they have SATs? If you're a junior or a senior, don't you have an SAT to study for? Now, I mean, are schools allowed? Oh, it's called twerk team. I guess they're called a twerk. Welcome to the Scripps Ranch High School twerk team. I didn't realize that. I mean, I know there's a physics club.
I know there's National Honor Society. I guess your son or daughter could become a part of the twerk club. For those of you who have, you know, have you guys been getting, you know, duped this whole time? Mom, I got to go to school early today. Why? The twerk club is meeting. Oh, good for you. What's that? Oh, it's science. Oh, very, very good. I'm very glad you're getting into these scholastic academic clubs. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Just twerk away, honey. Twerk away. You wonder, you know? I mean, parents, you need to be up on this stuff. Okay. I mean, from what we understand, the school's handbook officially states that students are barred from verbal, visual, or physical conduct of a sexual nature made by someone from or in the educational setting. You know, I wonder, can the school turn around and sue these kids for posting their school and using their name in a sexual type video? That, I mean, obviously they won't because of public opinion probably won't prevent it. But, I mean, if somebody, you know, the Dr. Dahlia Clinic, right, integrative family medicine. If somebody decides to do something inappropriate on my property and film it online, I have legal recourse to go after them, don't I? Because they're marring the very untainted, virgin, right, majestic integrative family medicine name. Don't I? I mean, I wonder if the school, I don't understand that. So you really can't suspend a kid anymore. And I know some of you are like, Dahlia, it's really no big deal. Okay, this is what kids do. They really shouldn't have to. I mean, you know, they shouldn't be suspended for their actions. When is somebody going to tell these kids that this type of stuff is not appropriate? I mean, don't we have any level of decorum anymore? I mean, I'm not saying we have to go back to the way the private schools used to be with nuns smacking us on the wrist with a ruler, but was it a better time back then? Okay, you go to school dressed. I told you guys in the first hour about Little Rock, Arkansas, how the school district now has a policy where the teachers have got to wear underwear, bras and panties every day, all day long, if they're going to teach. I had no idea lack of bras and panties or boxers was an issue with even the teachers. I say, let's go back to old school where you actually have to go to school dressed and you don't make pelvic thrusts. Just go to school to learn, for crying out flipping loud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Waste the night away, live your life and stay young on the floor.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Is it a na-na-na-na-na? It's a na-na-na. It's not a do-do-do. I get that. I get that. I was going do-do-do-do-do-do. It's not. It's a na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sorry. Hey, I could have done la-la-la. I didn't la-la-la. Cut me some slack. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you have plenty other options out there. And some of you under duress are being forced to listen to the show. I just thank you. That's all I could say. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hillary writes, my daughter's high school suspended she and her boyfriend for kissing in the hallway. I tried to fight this to get it removed from her record, but the school refused. Should I persist or let this one go? She wants to be a doctor one day. Could this hurt her chances on being accepted to medical school? Well, that's a good question. Hey, look, hey, if I got into medical school, trust me, yeah, your daughter's a nun compared to me. No, first though, I need to say, if the high school suspended her, she and her boyfriend for kissing in the hallway, they were 100% right to do so. I don't think kissing should be done in the hallway, all right? No, I never kissed anybody in the hallway in high school or in, especially if there's tongue, I think it's ridiculous. Now, I understand kids hug and they kiss each other on the cheek, maybe. But somebody making out in the hallway is completely inappropriate. And I agree. I mean, as long as both of them were suspended. I remember there was one case where only the girls got suspended and not the guy. No, both of them, I think, should have been suspended. Absolutely. What I think we should be doing now with school is if you would get fired for it in a real world job, then it shouldn't be allowed at school. Make sense? Because what is school for? To get these kids ready for real world so they could go out there and get a job. So they could have a relationship. So they could then parent kids. So they could blend in with society and become leaders or become doers or and make society function. So all these rules coming out today on teachers wearing panties and bras under their clothes and kids not being able to twerk and make sexually suggestive videos and that streaming on YouTube or not being able to make out in the middle of the hallway, to me is 100% appropriate. Why is there even controversy with this kind of stuff, people? This shouldn't even be news. You are not allowed. I mean, okay, now mind you, I've never worked for a company like Motorola or Apple. But when I worked in a hospital, you were not allowed, as an employee, to be in the middle of a hallway going to first or second base with somebody. You just couldn't. No, I mean, I know that was way back in the 1990s. I get that. Okay, caveman days, I get that. You know, but maybe in the last 20 years things have changed. I don't know. But I was always under the impression. Okay, even now, you know, like my husband, maybe on my birthday or something, he'll come and bring me flowers. Okay, I still don't kiss him in public. You think my patients want to see that? They don't want to see their doctor kiss their husband. No, they don't. I give them a kiss, all right, but it's not in the middle of the hallway. Those are private things. No, my husband has never grabbed my butt at work, ever. And my butt's big. I mean, even by accident, you would think he'd act. No, never. It's not appropriate. What's not appropriate in the workplace should not be appropriate in school, which is why I'm for dress codes. If kids don't have the common sense to pull their flippin' pants up at school, then that school needs a dress code. Whether it's uniforms, whether it's everybody has to wear a belt, I don't know. You got to be careful with the belts, though, because bullies could get beat up with belts, but still. All right, I mean, for those of you that don't care, you know, you don't have kids in school, you never had kids, your kids are grown up and you really don't care, you may want to care because who is supporting us later? Who is going to be the backbone, the buttress of our society? The kids in school right now. Now, I haven't seen this YouTube twerking video, but you have a bunch of kids at their school with the school sign behind it, my guess. Okay, just lunging around and doing whatever sexual things they're doing, okay, on video. Are these the people that we are laying our future into? Are these the hands? Now, I understand, okay, we're all young. We all do stupid stuff. I get that, okay? But when we did stupid stuff, there were consequences, okay? And we knew there would be consequences, okay? So that we made sure we didn't do them. I knew gosh darn well not to get alcohol from my underage friends because there was a consequence. If we don't have consequences, if we don't have certain punishments, certain rules in place, and then we just throw out the rules when a parent cries lawsuit, then we don't have any rules to begin with. And it is our society's job to make sure that these kids can handle it out there. We need people to pay taxes. We need people to work. We need firefighters, police officers, future teachers, doctors, dentists, people who can implement and help us figure out Obamacare. I mean, these are the jobs that are going to be out there. We are going to need IRS agents, believe it or not. I'd love to just come up with a flat tax, okay? Can we save some money with the IRS department? But that's neither here nor there. We're going to need politicians. As much as we hate it, we're going to need to elect some politicians if we still want to be a democracy 20 years from now. When is somebody going to stand up
and tell these kids, or smack them upside the head, I mean, not literally, of course, where you guys need to get your acts together. If you post a lewd video that it involves somebody else's establishment, there are going to be consequences. I mean, I'm really surprised that the school isn't turning around and suing, because it marred their image. So, for those of you with parents, nieces, nephews, or whatever, tell them to get their act together. And no, now, in terms of getting into medical school and suspension, how bad can suspensions be for high school? No. I don't think medical schools really go that far. They don't, I mean, for high school, my high school record was pretty pristine. I mean, so I'm not probably the best person to ask. But when I was on the interview committee for medical school, I really didn't care, you know, what happened in their history. They got a D in, Spanish class. I didn't care. I really looked at the grades for undergrad. I looked at their community service. I looked at their interview. I had an employee that overslept for an interview. And I gave that employee a second chance. Why? Because they called me up and they were honest about oversleeping. That person to me was so real. I dig that stuff. So in fact, when I give you guys, tips on interviews, I wouldn't probably go into any of your criminal history if you didn't, have to, but be honest about some of your weaknesses and some of your, transgressions if it makes you more human. Okay, saying you slept with your boss's wife, no, that may not be the best thing to divulge. But, saying, one day, I kind of got stupid at a party, right? And I kissed my, my best friend's sister, and then my best friend got mad. Like, for example, why would I bring that up? You're going to be asked in an interview, what was one of your biggest, shall we say, obstacles, or and how did you solve it? Okay, that's always a question they throw at you, sometimes in jobs, but definitely in medical school. So you could say, I kissed my friend's sister, I don't know, and then I had to now mend a 13-year relationship with my best friend. Okay, and talking about that story is exactly what these interviewees want. Okay, I couldn't imagine. I really don't care. I really don't want to, but seeing how somebody got through that and what they had to do, now, they'll never, drink to the point where they'll kiss somebody's sister. You see what I mean? Knowing that you learned from it, that thing is sometimes right up people's alley. When I got into medical school, one of my interviews that I aced, we were talking about, I had taken a trip to Utah. One of my friends was Mormon, so he took me to Provo, and I went to Temple Square, and I got to go to church and listen to the choir, and then I hike a lot at Zion. Well, who knew that the interviewee was LDS, or the interviewer was LDS? So he just dug that I, appreciated, my trip to Provo, and he loved that I liked Zion and I hiked a lot of Zion. That was most of my interview. Who knew? Boy, did I luck out. So I know. I know. Yeah, it's his fault. I'm a doctor. His fault. No, I'm not going to give you his name. You're going to write nasty letters. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display, undeniably, every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wanted to move on, but one of you sent me this link. Thank you. John from Boston, he sent me the 7 dumbest reasons school kids get suspended. Apparently this was written in theweek.com. This is kind of cute. Let me read this to you guys, okay? These are the 7 dumbest reasons school kids get suspended. Really quickly. I guess Patrick Gonzalez, a 12-year-old student at a middle school, was given an in-school suspension after he had shaved his haircut to look like NBA star Matt Bonner. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize. So he had violated the dress code and had to shave his head bald because he was trying to tribute his hair. Apparently his head is, it really looks like the basketball player. It's amazing. It was an amazing shave job, but I guess they wouldn't allow it. Then I guess hugging a friend. Florida middle schooler Nick Martinez, I guess, hugged a female student in between classes, and he was suspended. I guess
because there is a strict no-hugging policy to prevent harassment and keep students focused on learning. That, remember, we talked about that a year or so ago. Remember, two people hugged, and the guy got suspended. That I remember that story. Yeah. Well, I got to go tell you, to protect boys out there, boys may hug, and then somebody could say, oh, he touched this. So, you know, maybe it's for your own protection. Tebowing. Somebody got suspended for Tebowing. You know, Tim Tebow's, right, Tebowing. Apparently, four boys struck the pose between classes, inspiring 40 other classmates to join them. It caused a traffic jam in the highway. It was a violation of school rules. This was in Riverhead, New Jersey. Growing hair for charity. One of the students, I guess, grew a 10-inch ponytail for Locks of Love, but was only allowed to grow his hair 2.5 inches before suspended for school. I guess singing, I'm sexy and I know it. Apparently, there was a person in Colorado, a student, who I guess was singing that at lunch to somebody else, suspended for sexual harassment. A 9-year-old boy called his teacher cute and was suspended, okay? And that, I can see my younger son doing that. He's the one that calls me babe. Hey, babe. Like, don't be calling me babe. All right, that, I can see that happen to him. I know. And I'm not, yeah, he needs his eyes checked. And then, what is this? Apparently, a Virginia school student was given a one-day suspension for holding an exterior door open for an adult who had her hands full. The student knew the adult, but the school has a policy that prohibits letting a visitor in before she goes through the security camera. It's a very strict rule to include high-tech security, so apparently the student had let somebody in. I could see why. I'm in agreement with that. Okay, so there we go. All right, let's move on. Fan dies after a fall at a Packers 49ers game. Apparently he was on, an elevated walkway at San Francisco's Candlestick Park. This occurred yesterday during the NFL game between the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. The man fell from the Jamestown walkway, which goes around the stadium, onto the sidewalk shortly after kickoff at 1:30 local time. Witnesses say the man appeared to be intoxicated. Police officers gave him first aid until ambulance arrived, but he was pronounced dead. Apparently he was in his 30s, not sure how he had fallen. We've been hearing these cases of people falling in areas over railing. Remember, in Atlanta at Turner Fields, there was a fourth level railing, and Ronald Lee Homer had died falling 85 feet. I love going to games, and I definitely understand, the culture of the drink while you enjoy games. But for the love of the Lord, what a horrible way to leave this earth, right, to fall over a walkway at a football game. Really? I mean, or a baseball game, okay? Just, you know, and it wasn't even kickoff. Guys, I understand the tailgating parties. I get that. Just please, can you get yourself planted in your seat safely, for the love of the Lord? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, according to USA News, the Connecticut Fair amusement park ride that malfunctioned is under investigation. Apparently, it injured 18 people. Workers will disassemble the equipment to see what happened. Apparently, it was the Zoomer swing ride that locked up for some reason. The swings, which hang by metal chains, bumped into one another and into part of the ride when the system froze. Nobody, thank God, fell. They did suffer some minor injuries. 12 children and an adult were taken to hospitals. All but one was discharged. 5 people refused treatment. This occurred at the Oyster Festival in Norwalk. Apparently, the ride, built in 1983, had no problems, had been inspected. I think it's one of those rides where, you know, where you're in that kind of basket and then it goes all the way up and then you're sitting there suspended for a little bit and then it goes all the way back down. I don't like those because I'm always afraid I'm going to pee on myself. I get scared by things like that, and I don't like to be scared next to other people. That's why I don't go to horror movies.
Okay? I mean, I like to be scared in my own privacy. I don't want to be scared next to other people. You just don't know if you're going to smack the person next to you, etc. Luckily, the kids are safe. I mean, ever since that one amusement ride last month where a woman fell out because she wasn't buckled in and she died, it scares me. Now, I know, I mean, amusement park rides have been around for ages, and they're fun and they're thrilling, and I think Las Vegas is building, I want to look this up, see what it's called. Las Vegas is going to be building, I guess, the world's tallest roller coaster. I know we're supposed to have one of the largest Ferris wheel. I'm going to look it up really quick because I see the Ferris wheel being built. I didn't know about the roller coaster. So I apologize. I'm going to have to look that up, but I don't know. I'm already ready for a vacation. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? It's a high roller Ferris wheel. Okay. That's what it is. Cause I was going to say, I see the Ferris wheel. I don't know if I see the roller coaster. Oh, but it's obviously, oh man, this looks scary. Oh my gosh. It's a 55 story high roller ride. I guess it's supposed to be hoisted into place today. It's going to have 1,500 LED lights. Oh, I am definitely not going to be the first one on this sucker. It's a part of Caesars Entertainment Corp. It's going to be a part of a $550 million development across the street from Caesars Palace. It's 100 feet taller than the London Eye, which opened in 2000, 30 feet taller than China's Star of Nanchang, and I guess 9 feet taller than the Singapore Flyer. Wow, so this is going to be the world's largest. Well, Bravo, listen, we have the most amazing skyline. I love the Las Vegas view and the strip with the valley around it. I mean, it is beautiful. So you guys going on it, sure it's safe. It's going to be breathtaking. Me, I am just too chicken. Apparently, it's going to be large fixed capsules, okay, rather than the teetering baskets. It's going to take 30 minutes to make one revolution. I would suggest to go pee before you go on it. It's going to be about $30 a ride. Oh, wow. I am going to pass. I don't know. I don't want to blow chunks that far up in the sky. I don't know. All right, friends. How do friends make you healthier? I think friends and having a good social network is probably one of the smartest things you could do. And you got to have a skinny friend. I know you guys don't want that. I'm sorry, but you have got to have a skinny friend because skinny friends cause you to eat less. Whenever I'm out with my skinny friends, I'll order a salad, okay? Yet when I'm just eating alone with my family, oh, I'm into the steak and the carbs. Okay, so, you know, many of us, we start getting to the age where it's too much work to make new friends, okay? You know, or people want something from you, and you start to have an isolationist attitude. We'll talk about some health benefits from your buddies, and I'm not talking Facebook friends. We're talking about real people that you can actually see and touch. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is "E pluribus unum," rather than "In God we trust," an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys about a report where a lot of men won't eat salads because it's not a very manly thing to do, right? So your men, if they're around other people, they're going to eat a steak, all right? Yet I get to see men in their more... when their wall is down, you know, and a lot of guys, they'll walk around with a little bag of fruit, yogurt. I'm not kidding. Men, I have seen men have a little bag of fruit, little Tupperware of some vegetarian dish,
even a yogurt. God, listen, I've seen it done. I've seen it done. And we really need to get over this whole, you know, macho thing. All right. You know, women, though, I mean, we're guilty the other way. You know, I mean, if I'm around my skinny friends, I will order the salad. I will order the diet drink, etc. Right. But, you know, if I'm around my own family, then I'm going to eat whatever the hell I want. So, you know, I mean, we all do it. OK, but Fox News has a cute little article here on how your friends make you healthy. OK, all right. Apparently, they say that there's studies out that show that you'll be less likely to get sick. People who have more diverse social connections were less susceptible to colds than those who were socially isolated. Now, you would think when you're out with your friends, they're coughing and sneezing on you, etc. But to me, that makes sense where we have, you know, I call it, you know, kindergarten syndrome, where many parents, you know, were with their kids until kindergarten, right, then into preschool, and then they drop their kid off for the first day of kindergarten. By the end of the week, the kid has their first cold and they're sick because, you know, yeah, they're exposed to everything. But then that primes your immune system. You know, so when I have somebody who's homeschooled that is going to go from homeschool into now going into the eighth grade, I mean, I tell mom, make sure, you know, you make sure you set up an appointment for Friday, because many times these kids will get hit, you know, will be exposed to something that their body's not used to. There's really an argument for priming the immune system. Now, you don't want to force your kid to get sick. You know, I still get a little nervous where parents are trying to get, you know, have their kids get chickenpox the natural way so they don't have to go through the vaccines. Even though I get the logic, it just still gives you the heebie-jeebies trying to make your kids sick, you know. But there's an argument to, you know, priming that immune system. Okay, they say you may sleep better. According to a University of Chicago study, the lonelier you are, the more you toss and turn. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. I have to kick my husband out of the bed because he snores. If I was alone, I'd be able to sleep better. Well, I can get that. You know, sometimes somebody next to you snoring, kicking you is tough to sleep. But I think psychologically is what they're talking about. Okay? When you think you're alone, all right, I mean, how many divorcees, you know, say they don't sleep as well? All right, it's a psychological thing, so I get that, okay? They also say if you have a strong social support, that's too many S's for somebody like me with a lisp, it'll cut your risk of cognitive decline. Now, we've all known that. So let's say you're widowed, and, you know, you're in your 60s, and you're just kind of staying home and watching TV. Your mind is going to go. You need to get out there. You need to see friends, play mahjong, bingo, poker with the guys, something. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying gamble. I mean, I got to live in Vegas, and that's what older people do when they come out here widowed. But be busy, but make sure you're with a social group, a volunteer organization. I love that stuff. Okay, I mean, volunteers are the backbones of this country. You guys can't do enough, but we need more of them. All right. And then, of course, we've talked about the studies that show you live longer. Apparently, according to this, they say people with stronger social connections were 50% more likely to live longer than those with weaker connections. This was from a 2010 analysis. So, for those of you that are, you know, just kind of like, I really don't want to look at this person any more than I have to, you know, then find people that you do like, okay? It's healthier, it's safer. And remember, that study still holds true. Married men live longer than unmarried men. So you may be sick of your wife, but that wife is keeping you from being sick. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been talking about global warming. Many of us had a real rough summer. And now we have global cooling. They say there has been a 60% increase in the amount of ocean covered with ice compared to this time last year, almost a million square miles. Global cooling. They say in a rebound from 2012's record low, an unbroken ice sheet more than half the size of Europe already stretches from the Canadian islands to Russia's northern shores. Days before the annual refreeze is even set to begin. This is coming from Telegraph. The Northwest Passage from the Atlantic to the Pacific has remained blocked by pack ice all year, forcing some ships to change their routes. I was watching Deadliest Catch. There was a lot of ice, but then again, I really don't know what time of year they shoot. Usually there's a few month lag time. Anyway, a leaked report to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, I guess, has led some scientists to claim that the world is actually heading for a period of cooling that will not end until the middle of this century. If that's the case, then all these people saying there's indisputable proof for global warming, what the hell is going on? Now, I think there has been global warming evidence. I still don't think it's yours or my fault. All right? I think there are certain patterns. And then remember, last year NASA had said, or it might have been earlier this year, NASA had said that if the Arctic cap is melting, it sure the hell is freezing in the southern cap, because they say Antarctica was icing at a faster rate than the Arctic cap. Now, some of you are like, okay, that's baloney. I'm just going to, you know, go with the whole global warming. What I'm telling you is just kind of keep your ears open for all sides on this one. I'm not saying we're going into an ice age, but there's something going on. Now, maybe this kind of stuff has been going on for a while, and we're just noticing it now because, you know, we have the technology. And I'm not worried about the whole global cooling. I'd rather be a little on the chilly side than too hot. Okay. But, I think our scientists need to kind of group together on this one. They say the leaked governments are said to show that the governments who fund the IPCC are demanding 1,500 changes to the fifth assessment report, which is, I guess, a 3-volume study issued every 6 to 7 years, as they claim its current draft does not properly explain the pause. They say the extent to which temperatures will rise with carbon dioxide levels and how much the warming over the past 150 years is down. Hold on a second. I'm reading this here as it goes. It says 95% confident that global warming has been caused by humans. Oh, that's what the IPCC says, up from 90% to 2007. I just don't think we have that much control. I really don't. I think it's our access. I think it's, changing weather patterns. When I was in college, I asked my teacher if we would have control of the weather. Over the weather, would we have control? And he said no. And I go, well, why couldn't we? All right, and he explained it to me, okay? And he thought I was an absolute idiot, ditz, college student, for bringing this up. But I was, the way he explained it to me was really, really logic. You know, we really don't have that control to make it rain, to make it, you know. So, yes, we do have emissions. I do think we are polluting our air. All right. You also wonder about all the radiation from our computers and our iPhones and iPads. So I think there's something there. But do I think we get credit now for global cooling? I don't think we know what the hell we're doing. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe out there. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.